Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our 12th special session. Today is May 16th, 2024, and the time is 10 a.m. We are on day one of our agenda. Congressman Bickhorst, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, in a humble manner. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this rain. Dear God, Heavenly Father, these blessings that you're giving us. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we're appreciative. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon all of these victims, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, of this weather that we've had this past month. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, and we just ask that you look down upon our elders again and bless them, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, and those that are ill. And bless our little children that are graduating from school today, dear Lord, Heavenly Father. They're all full of joy, and I'm just, this just makes me happy, dear Lord, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you bless their little hearts and minds. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. Next is executive message. Chief.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of the Congress. Thank you for calling this session. This session was called by the Congress, and it's for the emergency that you defined in here. And I've been fortunate enough to have a little time to talk to some of you, the leadership, about how you think we should carry out whatever passes this session. So that's our main interest here on the executive. You pass the law, how do we execute on that law? So I've gotten some ideas. So even after you vote, we'll be talking to the sponsor and the speaker and committee chairs. Like, we want to make sure we get it right, get it done quickly on our end, but we can't go forward until you make those big decisions. When I visited, like many of you, if not all of you, Barnstall, I was so impressed by the energy the Osage employees and staff had over that whole area, the whole disaster area. The energy was positive, cooperative. It really reminded me that about how we are down deep. We all make mistakes every day, every second, whatever. We all make our mistakes. We all try to get through. But when you saw all that one energy working together, and it was all this Osage everywhere, it was really powerful. It was, I mean, absolutely powerful. And so, how do we keep that going? I hope it's not another emergency. You know, we can try to build on this. And along those lines, Mayor Kelly contacted me and said, I have regular press conferences on Thursdays at 6. I'd like to invite you, Osage Nation, up over to Barnstall by the football field to participate in the, because I wanted to thank you. And so I believe you all received that invitation. This is set up by the mayor of Barnstall. Just like you, I'm just going to show up. I've asked our directors and our secretaries to ask anybody who wants to go over there at 6 to be there, because they're the heroes. I know Assistant Chief and I, we were able to see their work, what they were doing. And then the health people with all their tetanus shots and trauma counseling and everybody and all the family members. It was really, really, and is good to see. So everybody that can should be there they want to thank you. So, and I want to thank you. So that's what I'm here for, to kind of learn how to best carry it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank our staff and Jordan Frazier and Trey Gill for the work that they have put in the last 24 hours to get us where we're at today with our bills being filed. We are here because on May 7th, the Assistant Chief, R.J. Walker, declared a state of emergency for the Osage Nation Reservation. And within those 48 hours, we had two towns within our boundary that have big issues. So we have 6 pieces of legislation that we will be hearing right after we recess in appropriations, which is scheduled till 2. I'm going to ask that we recess and then we get through what we can through appropriations. We're not limited to today. We have 13 days that we can be here. But if we happen to get through everything today, so be it. And we will report out at least everything that you get through in your committee meeting. Chair Rivard, let's get to work. Thank you. We don't have any reports of select committees yet. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Kahika. Good morning, Assistant Chief and my colleagues. I'm reading in ONCA 24-54, an act to authorize and appropriate $70,000 to the City of Barnsdall for emergency assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 24-55, an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide supplemental appropriations to housing assistance in the amount of $200,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Good morning, Speaker. Thank you. Reading in ONCA 2456, an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,027,000 for village facility generators and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read an ONCA 2457, an act to authorize and appropriate $92,079 to the City of Hominy for water treatment and water infrastructure and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. The Speaker will now entertain a motion to recess to the call of the Speaker for the purposes of meeting in appropriations. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to sign everything. ONCA 2454, ONCA 2455, ONCA 2456, and ONCA 2457 will all be assigned to appropriations.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
As a point of order, please reassign the two existing bills from GovOps.
Oh, yes. I did say I was going to do that. Hold on just one second. Let me get your bill numbers. Without objection, I'm going to assign ONCA 2277 and ONCA 2278, which are currently in government operations. I'm going to move those over to appropriations so they can be heard today. All right.
Madam Speaker.
Now, I will entertain a motion. Congressman Potts.
Motion to recess the call of the Speaker.
Second.
All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Thank you. We're in recess for appropriations meeting.